My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is it really the end between Davin and his scammer Belinda? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, I'm deleting the account and also changing my number. Please don't write me or contact me.
I feel kind of sad.
I know. Don't write me or contact me.
I was sad when this was happening, even though I didn't want to talk to this prick.
But we're all done, so don't contact me ever again. Not even like, how you doing? Burn my picture.
How's business? How's tricks?
Burn my pictures, delete this, I'm shutting down everything, you can't find me anymore, bastard.
I go, deleting your number? I thought you were selling the phone. Oh, frick.
You asshole, that's brilliant.
Yeah. I thought you wouldn't have a number, huh? It's like, oh, God.
That's really quick, because basically it's not like an email correspondence. This is like real time.
Yeah.
You know, when you had a guy, I'm deleting my, oh, really? I thought you had a phone, asshole.
Meanwhile, Trucker Tom says, cue sad Hulk music.
Cue sad Hulk music, yeah.
I got some if you want.
Funny.
She goes, yeah, I am also going to change my line when I get another phone, so please don't try to contact me. I go, I respect your wishes, but why do you want to go as if I was, why do you want to go as if I was never a part of your life, as if we never had any special moments, as if I was never important? You know, you think this guy thinks his wife is really that good of an actress? Or you think he thinks that I'm such a big fool, or do you think he's thinking, you know what, this is, I am gonna fucking beat the shit out of her.
I don't know. I mean, I'm really not telling. Joe, do you have any feelings?
I think there's going to be some words.
Why is this guy so in love with you? I mean, damn it.
No, well, it's supposed to be.
But it's not like, why is this guy so in love with you? Why are you writing all this stuff and going extra mile with him?
I gave you the file of bullshit poetry. Why didn't you just cut and paste? She goes, I don't know, but I just thought you could help me with a little money to pay my bills. And with no fault of yours, I just feel disappointed. I just don't want anything to do with it anymore is all. I go, so because I can't send you $150 this minute, I am nothing to you?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I'm going to sell my phone and I'm moving and fuck you.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
It really is.
They don't have a good ending strategy.
No.
She goes, it's not that. As of now, that is the most important thing in my life. And since you said you love me, I thought you would have helped me. I didn't want to ask you, but I thought since you are in my life, you could have helped. I'm just disappointed. You could have helped me. I just feel that way. By no fault of yours.
Hold on. I got to point something at you. Said, they don't really have a good ending strategy. They're not writing a rom-com, stupid. They're trying to take your money. They don't care.
But a lot of times these things with the scammers end in a blaze of glory. You know, we've seen me get cussed out.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going this route with me. You'd think if this guy's really furious, he'd go, and another thing.
Yeah, right.
Basically, it's not your fault.
Really?
It's the wife's.
They're letting you down easy.
They are, which is kind of interesting. With all the shenanigans, all the 11 months now, all the effort they've spent, they've revealed themselves in pictures and videos to me, who they really are. You'd think there'd be a little bit more hostility.
I would think after all this time wasted on fake Davin.
Yeah.
I think it would be more hostility if there was an emotional connection. I think it's just, you know, they're just trying to move on because you're dead weight. He has been patient. I mean, he's tried different scenarios, but every scenario is another chance to get money.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's an emotional part on his end. And every time where that chance to get money doesn't come in, you know, it moves on. I mean, the whole thing, where, all right, I'm trying to pay my landlord. I'm going to be out of my house. I need money. I got my kid. I'm going to be out of money. Instead of Davin going, where can I send the money? He wants to have a lawyer call and negotiate for him to stay. There's no, every step of the way. When it
first
started,
ask where to send it. They didn't answer.
Right.
But you... they didn't answer, but you never brought the question up again. You brought up how they can do stuff on their own without you.
I offered when my lawyer to them.
I know. You wanted them to find the job. You got them job leads.
I helped them find the job.
Some of them so good, I thought of taking the damn thing. You know, but
I think I've been a very good boyfriend.
You
here.
Have
my
been.
Money's all tied up. The witch is watching my every move.
But you have been. But what you're doing is you're not sending the money.
Well, no, Joe, because they're scammers.
Can I please finish my sentence? You're not sending them the money. You're giving them ways to be self-sufficient.
Are you saying that's not their end game?
No.
You're saying they didn't come to me as a guidance counselor,
not
Joe.
At all.
Oh, you're saying they just wanted a free handout.
I got a funny feeling.
Damn
I
it,
to
white
let you
man,
down.
Stop trying to teach me to fish.
They must be Democrats.
Send me bushels
just wanting
of fish.
A free handout.
Uh-huh.
Send me fish.
Well, in Joe's Ghana, nobody gets a free handout.
Nobody gets free fish.
In Joe's, I'm there.
Here, you put the worm on the cook. No, just give me a damn fish. Yeah.
But really, I mean, if this was really a relationship, you just want to slap a bitch. Unless you have that, like, I need to be your daddy type thing in you.
Yeah.
And take care of you, your sugar daddy.
Right.
Really, bitch, you are a lazy motherfucker.
It's like I'm giving you so many ideas.
Yeah, stop chatting on the fucking phone with me. Get a job, stupid.
Right. Right.
But this has been going on, I mean.
Since 2012.
I understand that, yeah. On November 13th, they were going back with religion.
Yeah.
Today it's this. One time it was
religion. Although, to my credit, in November 2013, she was willing to forsake the Jesus for me.
Yeah, she was to renounce Jesus for Davin. And then
as you all should.
And then there's a...
I've already done it.
Thank you. That's why you're always been my
favorite. And wait for that. Guys, listen for the clip to be up. Check out that clip because this thing where Davin shows up for the Last Supper.
I go, Belinda, the only way I have not been able to help you is with a cash payment. Even with that, I did not say no. I said I need to figure out how I could do that. No matter how much you disappointed me, I could never walk away from you. When you told me Agnes was a hoax, I was devastated and bitter and disappointed. But still, I stayed. I guess our level of devotion is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a show to write.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.